Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. The title of Gretchen Peters' new CD, Hello Cruel World, is a pun on the famed exit line. A joke that, like the lovely melodies and deliciously textured arrangements framing these 11 songs, sweetens this captivating music spun from a year of turmoil. The Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter from Nashville calls the new album her most close-to-the-bone work, written at a time when I felt absolutely fearless about telling the truth. Ultimately, Hello, Cruel World details the sheer triumph of survival and of finding strength, joy, and growth in everyday life, despite the challenges of our increasingly complex times. From Gretchen Peters, this song is 5 Minutes.
I've got 5 minutes to sneak a cigarette. 5 minutes to myself. Back behind the screen door of Andy's luncheonette. And I ain't got time to worry about my health. My boss Andy says I smoke myself to death. Andy, he reminds me some of you. Back when you were Romeo and I was Juliet, West Texas, Capulet, and Montague. Now I don't think too much about you anymore. We weren't much more than kids. It was nearly 20 years ago got 5 minutes, not much time to reminisce. Most nights I come home from work and I pour a glass of wine. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 stop. And Jesse makes a sandwich if I sleep through supper time. And she leaves me on the couch to sleep it off. Now Jesse just turned 17 and she's wild as she can be. And there ain't nothing I can do. Last weekend she ran off to meet a boy in Tennessee, just like I used to run to you. And I gave her hell when she came home this afternoon, mascara running down her face. It seems like history itself, and it ain't up to you. And in 5 minutes, your whole life can change. Andy, he's good to me. I can see it in his eyes. He'd love to take your place. But something deep inside me just withers up and dies to make love to him and only see your face. Somehow I've let There's a man out here puts his head in the mouth of a crocodile. Puts a whole thing in, takes it out, and gives a crowd a great big smile. And they walk away with their illusions of safety safely intact. And they tell their little wide-eyed kids it's only an act. There's a man out here throws knives at a wheel with a blindfold on. And the wheel spins round and the knives bear down till they find their home. Now I can feel the rush and the whoosh of every blade of steel. I am the woman on the wheel. Sometimes I get lonely, sometimes I get scared, but most times bored. Sometimes I ask God, please God, to show me what's behind that door. As if God was Molly Hall and this was Let's Make a Deal. I am the woman.
From Gretchen Peters, that was Woman on the Wheel, from her latest album titled Hello Cruel World. Gretchen says creating the album was like coming home after a long trip, unlocking the front door, and putting my baggage down. Telling these stories was part of the process of stripping myself bare of all the lies, half-truths, false selves, and misguided intentions we take on in the course of living. After the trials of the past year, I felt raw, open. I wanted to write songs that were brutally honest. Gretchen Peters' own voice and guitar playing have been at the core of her music since she started performing in the Boulder, Colorado folk circuit as a teenager. Inspired by a new generation of songwriters rising out of Nashville, she relocated to the Music City in the late 1980s. Martina McBride's 1995 recording of Gretchen's song Independence Day received a Best Country Song Grammy nomination and won the Country Music Association's Song of the Year title. Since then, Gretchen has recorded 5 other solo albums and collaborated on an album with one of her favorite songwriters, Tom Russell. From Gretchen Peters' newest release titled Hello Cruel World, this is the title track.
Haven't done as well as I thought I would. I'm not dead, but I'm damaged goods. And it's getting late. I'm a rusty hinge, a squeaky wheel at the bad end of a shaky deal. Cursed by the hand of fate. And girl, yeah. Hello, cruel world. I'm a ticking clock, a losing bet. I'm a girl without a safety net. I'm a cause for some concern. Don't live this long without regrets. Telephone calls you don't want to get. Stones you'd rather leave unturned. The grain of sand becomes the pearl. To go. Me, I'm gonna stick around, in for a penny, in for a pound, 'cause I hate to miss the show.
and you left me behind. I know these clouds, they're in my mind. So I'll keep on singing until they pass on by. Hey, Mr. Sunshine, won't you come out today? Hey, Mr. Sunshine, won't you come out to play? Hey, Mr. Sunshine, won't you chase these blues away? I've been drowning in an ocean of pain since my love went away.
From the genre-bending singer-songwriter Stephen Graves and his third full-length CD, titled Matter of Time, that was the song Mr. Sunshine. Known for his ability to fuse elements of rock, reggae, country, jazz, and blues with his socially conscious lyrics, Stephen's style is influenced by such icons as Bob Dylan and Ben Harper. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. Jason Fickle and Ginger Curry can evoke sweet song styles of long ago decades and can also drive you into blues overtime with super soul vocals and sizzling slide guitar. Together, they go by the name Jason and Ginger, and from their newest album titled Jokerville, here is Come Find Me Sleeping.
Come find me sleeping. Place your hands upon my head. Come find me sleeping by my baby and whisper to me. Thank you.
Arguably, I've met my match, and every day I wake to wait the making of the day. Unreliably, he's all over me. Undeniably, he's met his match, and every day he wakes to wait the making of the day. And more reliably, I'm all over him. Forgive me, Lord, for my intrusion, for I know we're both burnt by the sun. For my sins I hold no illusion. Fahrenheit movement won't bleed into one. Sit down, you're rocking the boat, he said. Rocking the boat won't keep it afloat. I like to rock, I said. A roll of the boat is what keeps us afloat. Uncontrollably, this faithful heart wears its colors on a whitened sleeve. Consequently, all my colors bleed. Unmistakably, my faithful heart finds my lover with a naked cross to bear. And there shows no remorse. Forgive me, Lord, for this intrusion, for I know I've been here before. Twice shy, cool guy, there stands the evidence. Future's alone if I walk out, if I walk out that door. Sit down, you're rocking the boat, he said. Rocking the boat won't keep it afloat. I like to rock, I said. A roll of the boat is what keeps us.
That was Rockin' the Boat from Allie MacLeod and her debut album, Astor Place. Allie MacLeod has a voice for the ages, strong, resonant, and beautifully controlled. Even at her most forceful, she makes it sound like the easiest thing in the world. There's a folk quality to her voice, but also a country influence, and even a little jazz. Allie is fabulous at singing other people's songs, but Astor Place is made up entirely of her own songs, and what a fine songwriter she is. Making poetry out of everyday experience, she builds her songs from familiar situations and has a knack for finding the beauty, the dignity, and the poignancy in what may seem mundane experiences. The summer concert season is in full swing, and here's a list of what's happening when. The bluegrass band Blue Highway plays at the Salt Lake Library on June 24th. Glenn Campbell performs at the Sandy City Amphitheater on June 26th. The Avett Brothers play at the Gallivan Center on June 28th. The String Cheese Incident does a show at Deer Valley on July 10th. Ringo Starr and his band perform at USANA Amphitheater on July 11th. Lucinda Williams plays at Deer Valley on July 16th. Red Molly plays at the Gallivan Center on July 21st. Mary Chapin Carpenter performs at the Kenley Amphitheater on July 26th. And Neil Diamond does a show at Rio Tinto Stadium on July 28th. At Red Butte Garden this summer, the season continues with Wilco on June 25th, the B-52s and Squeeze on July 2nd, Brandi Carlile on July 15th, Josh Ritter on July 17th, Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers on July 19th, Los Lobos with Steve Earle on July 29th, and much more. In Logan, Blue Sage perform at Crumb Brothers on July 14th, and Sarah Sample plays in the same venue on August 25th. Trevor Gordon Hall's debut album, entitled Entelechy, explores new possibilities for the guitar through the use of a custom chromatic kalimba, an African finger piano that Trevor designed with help from various builders. The kalimba mounts on the surface of the guitar, allowing the steel tines and steel strings to resonate through the guitar body. His new album focuses on solid melodic ideas, interspersed with the harmonies and rhythms of the kalimba, bringing a fresh sound to the acoustic guitar. Give a listen now to Signposts from Trevor Gordon Hall.
So build that wall and
the sky. Gonna build that wall up to the sky. Someday your bird is gonna fly. Gonna build that wall until it's done.
That was Build That Wall from Darren Korb. Darren plays multiple instruments with several New York bands, works on his own music, and composes music for television, film, and video games. If you would like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk, and you'll find us. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. The long-awaited new album from Katya Chorover delivers twang-infused songs of migrations, redemption, and the power of love in all its forms. It also showcases her stunning, soulful vocals to carry those stories. The release is titled Big, Big Love, and this song is Little Bird.
sweet, sweet song.
Taste them black dirt blues, yeah.
From their third album titled Rise Above, that was Black Dirt Blues by Crabtree and Mills. Joanne Crabtree and Paul Mills have been making music together since 2000 and as a duo since September 2006. Their musical partnership has grown up to become a whole entity, a living, breathing creature that is happy and alive and full of magic. For his next album, songwriter Daryl Scott wanted to make an old-time country record, like the kind you grew up hearing. Daryl even had a list of his own dream team of musicians he'd love to have accompany him, so he began calling them. The resulting album is a terrific collection of rootsy tunes, some in the traditional country vein, and others verging on folk, with Scott's literate and finely detailed writing. But the bigger news is that most of those super musicians Scott asked ended up coming down to his home, outside of Nashville, and contributing to the project. From Daryl Scott's new release titled Long Ride Home, this is Hopkinsville.
If you can't find work, work finds you. You know daddy didn't raise no welfare fools. There's a lot worse things a boy could do than straddle an iron beam. So I'll build this bridge till it's complete, and I'll take the steel toes off my feet and get myself a one-way seat on that train to Hopkinsville.
I'm grounded
Oh, but I have wings to fly. I don't use them. I just look up in the sky, keep them hidden. Bound up in a coat and tie till the world is ready for a man with wings to fly. But I will fly someday. I'll break these feet of clay, and I'll be on my way, my way. I am feeling, though I do not shed a tear, my eyes are dusty. Though I have faced my fear of fears, I am shaken by the coming on of the years. I am a feeling man, but I cannot shed a tear. But I will cry someday. I'll break these eyes of clay. Yeah, and I'll be on my way, someday. I'm loving, though I make my bed alone. I've had lovers, but I have no one of my own. But I could feed her from the garden I have grown. I am a loving man, but I make my bed alone, and I will love someday. I will break this heart of clay. Yeah, and I'll be on my way,
We just heard Someday from Daryl Scott's latest release titled Long Ride Home. Daryl has, over the past decade plus, assumed a rarefied place in American music through a hard-to-come-by combination of talents and gifts. His literary but accessible songwriting has been the foundation of his reputation, and his universally acclaimed albums, while also being the source of hits and cuts for others. His singing is uncommonly strong and nuanced, and his chops on guitar and steel, practiced over a lifetime of blue-collar musicianship, have earned him elite sideman gigs like Robert Plant's current Band of Joy. With 3 Grammy nominations and an Americana Music Award to his credit, Daryl Scott has more than proven his stature as one of the finest all-around musicians in the world. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, And I thank technical producers Addison Pace and Shalane Smith-Needham for making this program sound wonderful. Born in London, Kentucky, in 1959, Daryl Scott is the son of singer-songwriter Wayne Scott. When he was just a child, his family moved from Kentucky to Indiana, where he picked up the habit of making music. By the time he was a teenager, he'd moved to Southern California, where he began playing music professionally before attending Tufts University to study English literature, and doing stints in both Boston and Toronto as a musician. Daryl eventually moved to Nashville to pursue his music career even further in 1995, and has made a career for himself there as a solo artist, a session instrumentalist, and as a songwriter who's penned a number of mainstream country hits. Though he's known as a session player and multi-instrumentalist, Daryl is, above all else, highly respected in the singer-songwriter community as one of the finest songwriters at work these days. His songs often struggle with the various reaches of love and identity, looking at life from a very thoughtful and considerate angle. We'll close out the show with Trying Not to Love You, from Daryl Scott's latest album, Long Ride Home. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk. This is Utah Public Radio.
Girl, I see in you what I don't have at home. When I'm here with you, I'm not feeling right or wrong. I've got half of mine wanting all of you, and half knowing what I lose. That's my struggle, trying not to love. I'm gonna let you in on the one who knows me best. Oh, and the way she smiles at me, I know that I've been blessed. I've been blessed. But in the dark of night, when she's fast asleep, I'm wondering how get through until the daylight, trying not to love you, trying not to love and not to care, is trying not to breathe when you're needing air. So baby, try to understand. Trying not to love you. Yeah, it's the hardest thing in this whole wide world that I've ever, ever tried to do. Oh, girl, I'm trying not to love you.